you're into cowboy boots and big belt buckles, you might consider making a pilgrimage to Brazil. Country Western culture has boomed there in recent years, especially in the city of Barretos, which claims to be the home of the biggest rodeo festival in the world. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
As you head into Brazil's backcountry, you start to notice a twang in the air. Rural São Paulo state is a lot like Texas, a land of cattle ranches and pickup trucks. By coincidence, the locals even drawl the letter R like Americans do, an accent that earns them the mockery of big city Brazilians. Brazil's booming agribusiness economy has made this one of the most prosperous regions in the country right now. Brazilians already raise more cattle and produce more orange juice than anybody else, and they're close to eclipsing the United States in soybean production. Emilio Santos, a local booster, says the ag boom has changed the image of rural Brazil.
Here in the provinces, we used to be ashamed of wearing a cowboy hat, but now it's a reason for pride. People are catching on.
The thing is, cowboy hats are not traditionally Brazilian. Along with big belt buckles and pointy-toed boots, the whole look is imported. Brazil's new generation of rich farmers may be taking pride in their rural culture, but they're also Americanizing it. Nowhere is this more obvious than the annual Barretos Rodeo Festival, a Texas-style extravaganza if there ever was one. The rodeo is held in a specially built oval arena, complete with jumbo screen and laser shows. 800,000 fans stream through the gates over 10 days to see roping, wrangling, and especially bull riding, the crowd favorite. Brazilian rodeo announcers make every ride sound like the final seconds of a championship soccer game. 350 bull riders are waiting for a crack at the $30,000 first prize. Sidney Maria is typical. A short, wiry man who grew up on a farm, he gingerly unwraps the duct tape and bandages protecting his knees. In my career, I've won 14 cars and 34 motorcycles, he says. 30 years ago, bull riding and other American rodeo events were virtually unknown in Brazil. Now there are an estimated 1,300 American-style rodeos a year. American rodeos have eclipsed gaucho-style rodeos, which annoys Brazilian traditionalists. But promoter Emilio dos Santos is unapologetic.
They complain, but I counter with soccer. Soccer was born in England, but does that mean we shouldn't play it? With globalization, it's not necessary to do just your own homegrown thing.
The Barretos Rodeo Festival is so rich, it's even hired acts such as Garth Brooks and Reba McEntire. Big corporations pay for luxury skyboxes in the arena and promotional stands out on the fairgrounds. Here at the booth for Nugget brand leather care products, dimple-chinned models in Roy Rogers outfits give free lessons in what they call country dancing. The country music wave has even hit São Paulo City, usually a fortress of contempt for all things rural. São Paulo residents Laércio and Angelina Pansione have traveled 300 miles to attend the festival, and now they're wearing cowboy and cowgirl outfits and getting their picture taken with a very docile bull. We love the world of country, says Laércio. Back in São Paulo, he and his wife wear their cowboy outfits to nightclubs that specialize in country music. It's the latest thing, Angelina says. But would she ever consider wearing her cowboy hat on the streets of São Paulo?
No.
No way, not there, she says, and her husband agrees. It's just a weekend thing, he says. Country music may be hip right now, but Brazilians' newfound respect for rural life still has its limits. Martin Costi, NPR News.